And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday appeared near the front line in the eastern Donetsk region and pledged to push all of Moscow's forces out of his country. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
On Ukraine's Armed Forces Day, Zelensky released a video address to troops from the Ukrainian stronghold of Slovyansk. He called the fighters real heroes and praised them for their strength and skill. Meanwhile, Russia reported that strategic sites inside Russia were hit by drone attacks for the second day. Russian officials did not immediately blame Ukraine for the latest shelling, but the new attacks came a day after Moscow blamed Kyiv for similar strikes on two air bases deep inside Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Argentina's Vice President Cristina Fernandez has been found guilty of committing a $1 billion fraud involving public works contracts during her presidency. A panel of judges announced her conviction and sentenced her Tuesday to 6 years in prison and a lifetime ban from public office. The populist leader is certain to appeal. She called the judges a judicial mafia and denied all the allegations. Her supporters vowed to paralyze the country in a nationwide strike, and she will remain immune from arrest while she's an elected official. Indonesia's parliament unanimously voted on Tuesday to ban sex outside of marriage and insulting the president and state institutions. Once in force, the bans will affect foreign visitors as well as citizens. They're part of an overhaul of the country's criminal code that has been in the works for years. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's civil and military leaders signed a power-sharing deal on Monday. It was widely, though not universally praised as a step toward a civilian-led transitional government and democratic elections. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Khartoum.
More than 50 Sudanese political forces, civil groups, and the military agreed to a framework agreement designed to pave the way for the civilian-led transitional government. The agreement calls for immediate security and military reforms, which include combining all militias, including the Sudan paramilitary rapid support forces, into one unified army. The move raises hope for ending continued clashes between pro-democracy protesters and the security forces. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region has been reconnected to the national power grid after more than a year of cuts caused by war, the country's electricity operator said on Tuesday. The announcement came a month after a peace deal between the federal government and Tigrayan rebels aimed at ending a brutal two-year conflict and humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks such as apartments and luxury cars. As punishment, the Trump Organization could be fined up to $1.6 million. The guilty verdict Tuesday came on the second day of deliberations in the only criminal trial to arise from the Manhattan District Attorney's three-year investigation of the former president and his businesses. Trump himself was not on trial. San Francisco police cannot use deadly robots for now, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
San Francisco supervisors have voted to put the brakes on a controversial policy to let police use robots for deadly force. The board voted unanimously to ban such use of robots for now, but supervisors sent the issue back to a policy committee for further discussion and may allow it in the future. It's a reversal from last week's vote to let the police use robots for deadly force, such as by strapping explosives on them in limited cases. The vote generated some pushback from critics who said robots should not have that power. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The suspect in a gun attack on an LGBTQ club in the United States that left five people dead was charged Tuesday with 305 criminal counts, including murder. The 22-year-old has been in custody since the rampage last month. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.